Everybody, it is episode
101 Dalmatians. 15 spotted puppies.
Yeah.
So, what's up? It's still Halloween episodes. We're getting ever so fucking close.
Yes. Can't wait.
I can't either.
What is there?
I know. It's almost here. And then nothing. You know, we have Christmas. What do you fucking do?
Well, hey, you know what? We're gonna do Christmas like we're doing these Halloween episodes.
Black Christmas?
No, fuck Black Christmas. We're gonna make it all jolly and holly. We're not gonna. We'll not limit ourselves to some pride in the past to not cuss.
But we're going to be more.
It's gonna be more
seasonal.
Family-oriented.
Speaking of Halloween and Christmas, do you know now that, you know, because in our area, I know this doesn't affect anybody, but
right.
It affects us. Carmike's gone digital now.
Really?
So that means that The Nightmare Before Christmas in digital 3D is starting today at Carmike.
I'm going.
Definitely.
I'm going tomorrow.
It's 3 weeks up.
Fuck. I'm going tomorrow. Now, I wanted to see it last.
You're not
going to
get in tomorrow. I wouldn't fuck with it.
Hey, I've got nothing better to do.
UVA plays Maryland tomorrow.
And that doesn't matter, because they're not going to go and see the movie.
No, that just means town will be absolutely fucking packed.
No, I agree with that, but once I get into town, one of the first stops is...
Your best bet is to go to a 7:30 show on a weekday when you're working.
I can't.
Then you're fucked, because you're never going to get in there tomorrow. Ellie, you didn't even order your tickets. You're fucked anyways. They're all sold out for today.
Because you looked into me and
I... I know, I was like, no, they're also Fandango was all fucking sold out today. They're showing 5 shows of it every day for the next 3 weeks. Man. I mean, they're like fucking... And I don't understand, because I was like, you know, they did this last year, but they didn't really show up. So I think that's why we're having such a problem getting into it. Because
right.
Fandango was just booked all fucking day, and I was like, this is fucking horseshit. I wasn't going to be able to go to the anyways.
Right.
But I was just calling to see what the availability is. Fucking book, man. So if you go, you need to go early tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, I'll go
early.
I have no problem with that.
Yeah.
I got nothing tomorrow because I'm not a big college football fan, so I'll just wait.
I know, that's the pussiness in me coming out.
No, I still represent my Virginia, or your Virginia Tech Hokies.
Goddamn
I represent
right.
just because I hate Virginia, so
You're
UVA
goddamn
so
right.
goddamn much.
Yes, I do
that
too.
That they can...
How many times do you think we can fit in the goddamn here in the beginning of the show of demons? Devils, demons, hell. That's what we're discussing tonight. Everything that's fucking
and
evil. We're talking about everything. Satan, devil, demons, mean, bad, monsters, everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking right. The mark of the beast.
Yeah, you remember up to 66.6.
That's right. That's where the devil came because I've done whatever to your soul. I don't remember. Sold it. Gave it away. Traded
you were
it.
You stupid enough to think that I would actually get it for you.
That's what it was. I traded your
yeah.
soul for the listeners.
And
I forgot.
Satan did not do well by you there.
No, but, no, you're right. We did not get our listeners.
Because we never really got, well, except
maybe,
well,
that's
that
where
cult Linda, who's the out there.
Hey, now, look, I'm going to make a stand right now. While everyone's against Linda, I'm going to be on Linda's side. I don't even know who the fuck Linda is
you
or what's
who.
Going on. Yeah,
Linda's
I know, but I don't really know.
Linda's the one who pissed you off against Steve.
Yeah, but it didn't really piss me off.
It
yeah,
it did.
Yeah,
it made
it
you
a...
join forces and go, fuck you.
Yeah,
you
but
cunt.
I don't really give a shit that much.
Well, I do.
I mean, if she wants to listen to the show, then by all means, I don't give a shit. Let
no,
her fucking listen
not,
to the show.
Not somebody who the only time they ever email any show is when they hate them.
Well,
I don't
then that's
like
fine.
That.
Email us with some hate. If you're going
yeah,
to listen to us.
If it's going to be hate, bring it. But, you know,
but
we've already sent our hate your way. If you still love our show, then you should just kill yourself.
I just want to see her send you some hate. Because
everybody should send me.
She seems to be really good with the hate.
Because really, as we discussed on the last episode, you hardly ever say anything that's out of character and out of.
That's just because I say nothing but boring shit. I just say boring shit the whole time.
No,
though.
I wouldn't say that. You're just not as retardedly drunk as I get by the end of shows, where I just go, knock over the mic and...
You do get pretty belligerent.
I do.
So, the devil. Without the devil, my God, we wouldn't have the music
there
we have.
Well, that and there wouldn't be horror.
Okay, there wouldn't be no horror.
Because the only thing that...
There'd be no music.
You gotta think, before there was a Frankenstein, a Dracula, a Wolfman...
There was Lucifer.
Yeah.
The fallen angel. The unholy one. You know, and that's what I loved, even though the movie was such a piece of shit. Well, it wasn't really that bad, but it wasn't as good as I thought it could have
been.
Exorcist the Beginning. I love the story that the spot where all that shit was happening was where, you know, when Jesus cast Lucifer out, or God cast Lucifer out of heaven, that's the spot he fell to earth. And I was like, man, that's really good, but they fucked it up. They could have done so much with
that. Well, they fucked it up by putting his power into one little artifact.
Pazuzu!
Exactly.
It's like Raiders of the Lost Ark. You hold it up, everyone. Or no, what was it? When Nature Calls, Ace Ventura. Shakaka! Chicago! I got you. You're out. It's fucking King. Chicago! He's like, your balls are showing. Bumblebee tuna!
I
love that shit.
Yum, yum, bumblebee.
Mephiscopheles, there you go. A band.
Yes.
Without Satan would not be a band.
Exactly.
You know, if there wasn't a
and
little bit of
Satan.
And they
would not have a CD which has the song Bumblebee Tuna.
Yes, it's true.
God bless Satan.
Because, if it wasn't for all that, Dank would have never wrecked his car.
That is true.
And he wouldn't have the sweet ride he has now, you know?
That is very true.
So he might have been pissed then, but he would not have the sweet ride he has now if the devil wouldn't have helped him wreck his car
right.
that night.
He still has, what was it, 99 or a 2000 Eclipse?
Eclipse, whatever it was.
Yeah.
The thing is, the devil is not as bad as everyone thinks he is.
No.
He's harmless. He's like a cat with rabies. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, you can stay away from a cat with rabies, but a dog, we've seen Cujo.
Cujo, exactly. But the devil, you know, he's just been portrayed like such a queer lately, you know, from Stephen Lynch doing a song about him to, you know, the way he's portrayed on South Park.
Precisely.
The devil's a pansy, man. We're not scared of the devil. We're not scared of demons. And...
But then again, you also have to keep in mind, for all those Catholics out there, there is no devil. There is no Satan. When you go to hell... Just go to a very dark place.
No, that's purgatory.
Plane.
That's why you wait. That's the waiting line.
Oh, was
to
that
get
what
one
they
away.
Change?
Yeah, you just have to sit there and wait.
I just remember that was when we were in high school. I just couldn't remember. If it was
no, that's just purgatory. You just have to sit there and be like,
oh, okay.
I wonder which one I'm going to.
Exactly.
You just call your number. You know, it's never good, though, when the receptionist in purgatory is like, now serving 666. And you're like,
exactly.
Shit, that's my number.
God damn it.
I wonder if that means I'm going to get into heaven.
God damn.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, might as well get all the goddamns you can in because you're going to hell anyways. You know, who gives a shit? I'd make sure, man.
I'm already going.
I'd go all out. I am too because
I've
watched.
Had too many impure thoughts.
Yeah, I watched Hellraiser 3 when, you know, Pinhead did the whole mocking of God, and I sat through it all, so I'm going to hell too.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have done that. And
but then again, I do say goddamn at least 5 times a day, so.
Yes, but you know what? That's almost like a command. It's like you're commanding God. God, hey, God damn him. You know? Because God did damn people.
Yes,
that's God damned people.
And but then again, God is the reason we have more deaths than any other.
But you know what?
Fuck AIDS. Fuck this MR.
No. Actually, it's the devil. The devil helps us keep population down.
No.
Because it's AIDS and everything else. The devil plays into
that. No, I'm saying.
The devil makes the guys gay.
No, but, yes. Of course.
The devil
of
makes
course.
Them do crack.
Yeah.
The devil makes them kill for crack. The devil makes that little ninja go and rob 7-Eleven and shoot the Asian guy. Okay? The devil controls it all.
Forget all that. I'm like, don't forget that. But remember this. All those people who are God. Okay, and here I have to ask a question. Have you ever heard the term God-fearing Christian?
Dude, everyone on this planet has heard it. Except you, who are, like, religiously retarded.
Right. And this is what I want to ask. Why, A, would you ever want to be God-fearing? Fuck the Christian part. You could be Christian, Catholic, whatever, I don't care. But why would you ever want to be God-fearing? And why would you have to be God-fearing?
Okay, look, except for the here, let me break it down for you.
All the people
without
who
you
don't
having
die
to read
from
Bible.
The AIDS and all the shit that Satan comes up.
Look, this is the explanation
for God-fearing.
This quote-unquote
God comes down and goes, guess what?
Dude, let me ask you a question, because I know you don't believe, like, in anything.
Right.
But let me ask you something, all right? If you were going to believe in a God, right?
Okay.
Wouldn't you want to fear your God? You don't want your God to be a pussy. Do you want to follow someone that's not feared?
No.
You want to follow someone that you're like, fear him, he's badass.
No.
You don't be like, my God is that thing right over there. You're like,
but,
that's your God?
No.
I'm going to go give him a wedgie and
God,
a noogie.
Even though I'm not a Satanist, my God would be Satan. Because he's the one I would fear out of the two.
Yeah, but I
hey, look, this fucker
if,
got
if
this.
If Satan
look,
was
no,
my
wait,
God,
wait, wait.
I'd only fear that he might put homosexual thoughts in
hear
my head or something.
On
he's a queer.
He's like, yeah, I couldn't go out and play this bitch, Mary, so I just impregnated the virgin bitch. And that's where we get his son.
Who?
Jesus.
Yes, but the devil had nothing to do with that.
I understand that. But the devil at least has some threat to him.
No, dude, the devil has no threat. Because look at listen here, okay?
Okay.
If you were going to cast a movie, okay,
yeah.
like the Real Horror Podcast said, God, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Right.
The devil, no.
No,
the devil is going to be...
cast him Al Pacino.
No.
In?
No.
He
bad.
Did a great job.
Horrible. Yeah, he did a great job as playing Al Pacino if Al Pacino
yeah.
were the devil. That is
yeah.
not the case. The case is the devil is more like... the blonde dude from Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. That is along
yeah.
the lines of the devil, okay?
That's true.
He walks around with a fucking ham, canned ham stick, okay?
Yeah.
A pitchfork, okay? He's on a canned ham, little devil
I
canned
remember,
ham.
No,
okay?
It's not Little Debbie, it's Deviled Ham.
I deviled ham. I didn't say Little Debbie.
Oh, I'm sorry,
dumbass.
That's what I
even
heard
though Little Debbie is just as much devil as anything
fuck
else.
Fuck the devil. Give me some Little Debbie anytime, and my gut will be happy.
Hey, again, God-fearing. If you were to believe in Little Debbie, you'd be God-fearing, too. Enough ho-hos, and you'll be fearing.
I don't fear that Lebby...
you don't fear that a couple of ho-hos is going to send you to the shits?
No.
That's because you're Lucas.
No, exactly. That's because I don't
because you don't function like a normal person.
When I have the shits,
you're like
it
retarded.
Has nothing to do with what I ate. It just happened to, oh, shit, it's Friday.
I've got
I haven't shat since... like 13 days ago, it's time. And it's going to be an experience.
Yeah, something's retarded about you, Lucas.
Everything's retarded
about
you.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Bride.
Everything is retarded.
Everything.
About you. You are right. Everything is retarded about you.
Yes.
We do have an email that we didn't go into last episode. We're going to go into this episode.
Yes.
But we went into his voicemail, so that was,
yes.
you know. This is from Kevin. Love 96 and 97. Great stories.
I don't know why there would be any hard feelings.
That's still you.
No, because there's only one paragraph, so we ended up going line for line without you even knowing it.
Actually, we were going like sentence for sentence, so
yeah,
that would
yeah,
still be
you. Because
you
cut it line. Yeah.
That would still be you, though.
Oh, yeah, true. There aren't. Lucas, did you call us?
There were three things from K7 that ended up being faxes. Yeah, that on the note of Lucas being retarded, that was probably definitely Lucas. Other than that, I didn't notice or hear anything from you.
I hope you think we just didn't play your call. I would never do that.
Anyhow, can't wait for more Two Drunks. 100 is almost here.
You son of a bitch.
That will be grand.
Fuck.
I stole
steal
your
my sentence.
I stole your sentence.
Kev.
Because that one right there, that sentence you would have been like, that or will be the grandest.
No, that was still yours. 100 is almost here.
Oh, good, because you would have been like...
I could have read that.
Low is almost here.
No,
that's
I was
a weird-looking L. Lou is almost here.
Exactly.
Lou?
Yeah.
Is Lou coming tonight?
Lou is coming.
Lou Diamond Phillips?
Lou Diamond Phillips.
Or
is that faggot.
Lucifer? Bum, 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 bum. Hey, maybe that's a sign. Lou is coming. Or Lou is almost here. Kevin knew. Maybe Kevin's the devil. Kevin Destruction. That could be,
true.
You know.
And maybe Mike is God. He is awesome.
Yeah, see?
We have good and evil over at USP.
And again, Kevin's a smaller guy than Mike, right?
Yes.
Again, God-fearing Mike.
Yes.
Whew, wow, watch out. I wouldn't, you know. Watch
That's
out.
True.
So, hey, you need to watch that movie he was talking about, though, last week. Sunshine? I know
yes.
it's not out yet on DVD, but it'll be coming out soon. And Daywatch.
And even the other Sunshine.
What other?
Little Miss Sunshine.
No, fuck Little Miss Sunshine.
Hey, fuck it.
Yeah, you did
gay,
fuck
it,
probably.
But it was a good
pedophile.
Movie. You had an like 70-year-old man snorting coke and cussing at little 5-year-old.
I know
what
you
more
love that.
Could you ask for?
I know you love that.
Of
After
course.
your choices of movies,
of
I can
course.
See that. I can definitely see that. So it's time for everyone to take a shot.
Feel like taking a shot.
And since Dr. Dank couldn't be here to join us on this demon episode, we're just going to pay a little visit to Dr. Dank so he can just keep himself alive. Sorry, that wasn't actually
different.
Sorry, that wasn't actually Dr. Dank. I must have. That's not the right one.
That's okay.
It's the wrong fucking clip. Sorry. So back to demons.
Yeah.
Six. Like we discussed earlier about the Necronomicon, it's not real. So
right.
But we do have ways of conjuring demons.
Right.
There was a book that I found.
Ask Miss Cleo. She'll tell you.
Miss Cleo conjures nothing but like heads or tails of a quarter.
Tell me your last name and your four-digit. I was about to say your four-digit social security number. Yes, they're only 9,000.
Give me your four-digit social security number. Have you been alive for 2,000 years? You had one of the first numbers. What's your social security number? 3. Whoa, holy shit.
Okay,
you have been around the block,
son. Let me
son.
Tell you a fortune. You're going to die, sweetie.
You're going to discover America, Columbus. You'll find it eventually. You and your social security number of 3. What's your phone number? 7. Wow, shit. What's your Morse code number? It's just
dot.
Dot.
You just go.
Short dot, long hyphen.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. Know how to reach you now. Is that long dot, short hyphen? No, that was 2 short hyphens, long dot. Oh, fuck, that's not me. That must be for you. I mean, could you imagine all sitting around a Morse code? Like, shit, who is that for? Hold on, everyone write it down. No, not me. That's you. Susan,
I mean,
that's for you.
Here's my question. When you have Morse code, when you write it down, do you just write dot?
You have to.
No, you go dot, D-O-T, dash, D-O-T, oh, B-E-E-P.
Now, you got to be fast with it. You got to line up like a box of sharpened pencils.
Yeah.
And just dot, dot, you go, pop, pop, break the pencil. Grab another, pop, break the pencil. Just dot. Every dot, every hyphen, break the pencil. Just go. Just fucking go, man. Just go, because you don't have time. Because think about it. If it's an emergency and you didn't get it all, how are you going to write back? Didn't catch the last part. I mean, holy shit, you don't have time for that. Or in
already.
Lucas's case, it's dot, 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 dot. Dot, and they get it back, and they're like, huh? And that's, oh, what the fuck, Lucas? Come on now. That's all Lucas said.
No,
huh?
When I write back my translation, I literally go, dot, 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 beep, dot, dot, hype it, dot, 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 tick, tick, tick,
like,
tick.
What's
dot,
the message for Mr. Payne, sir? And they're like, it was, dot, dot, beep, beep. So that means they're coming in from the north. No, actually, it really
it
translates
dot, dot,
to
beep.
Dot, dot, beep. Oh, we're all fucking screwed.
Exactly.
All because of Lucas and his lack of Morse code. See, you should have had a kid, a toy, walkie-talkie, because they always printed the Morse code right on the front. Like, any 7-year-old could figure that out. You're halfway across the yard. Beep, beep, quack, quack. Mm-hmm. All the squelching and shit. Like, hey, can you hear me? Yeah, you're standing right in front of me. All right, let's try to go around the house. No, I can't. You got to come back around the side of the house. I got to be looking at you or I can't hear you. Fuck those walkie-talkies,
exactly.
Man. It's like white noise all over again. The horse. It's
yeah.
You start picking up the neighbor's conversation next door.
Brian.
I'm like a pizza. Fuck you. It's like, whoa. What the
Cut
fuck?
Your life.
Shit, we're fucking up now, man.
Two Drunks in a Podcast is currently experiencing technical difficulties. Please be patient. The show will be back on the line momentarily.
So we don't really have technical difficulties, but me and Lucas went so spastic crazy we had to stop and catch our breath for a second. So we took a little break. So,
No,
well,
we didn't.
Shit, no, we didn't. Let's take another shot. Let's take a shot.
God Lucas, damn it.
Lucas, take a shot.
I don't know, but that's not Dr. Puss. If it is, Dr. Puss has completely changed his tone of voice.
God damn you, Dr. Puss.
Yes, no more. No more Dr. Puss. Too much. Okay, so.
So.
See if we can ever kick off
this episode about demons.
Hey, Night of the Demons.
Night of the Demons. Alright, look.
I'll let you explain.
Bottom line is, everyone needs to watch Night of the Demons. Because everyone that listens to our show, if you're not into horror, get into horror, because we are.
Yeah.
If you're not into titties, quit listening. Okay? Yeah. But put them together. Okay? And you got you got a great movie. Okay? How about a girl that strips butt fucking naked and then right when she mounts the guy, she plucks his fucking eyeballs out and she grows these demon teeth. It's terrifying. It's terrifying.
Kind of like
Yes, I saw that too.
No.
That was the worst movie.
The one like, with the
what do you do moon when the sound comes? They just show this little boy walking down the hall.
The quote unquote moonshine, which she pours down the guy's throat and it burns out his insides, and you had to.
The sound's gonna rise again. 2001 Maniacs.
Yeah.
Sullivan, whatever Sullivan, the guy that ran.
John L. Sullivan.
Shit, what was his name? I can't remember. He used to run that webpage. Not Dread Central. Upcoming horrormovies.com.
Okay.
Ted Sullivan, Tim Sullivan. He used to run that page, then he went off and directed 2001 Maniacs, coming out early next year.
2002!
2002 Maniacs. Beverly Hillbillies.
They're only adding one. It's one. Just one new Maniac. You're not going to find him, though. He's just going to be an extra.
But it's okay. The exact same because character. If they bring Robert Englund back
as that
character, you're up for the Horror Hall of Fame in a couple of years, man. Because that character's bad. You know they've already based a comic on that now.
Really?
There's a magazine I started getting, in place of whenever I can't find my Rue Morgues and my Fangorias. Horror Hound.
Okay.
And it does a lot more of the collectible shit and action figures and stuff. Right. You know, the dork stuff.
Yeah.
It's a lot of cool shit in there. A lot of cool shit coming in there. But Night of the Demons. You need to watch Night of the Demons, too.
Yeah.
It's a far
better... I've seen the original,
better,
but I haven't seen the second.
This one's a far better movie.
Really?
It's hilarious, and it's really fucked up, and even better than, what did Linnea Quigley do in the first one? Oh, she took the lipstick, pushed it through her nipple. Even better than this one, a girl's titties grow hands and rip this fucking dude apart. Like, he goes to grab her titties, and the titties turn into hands and go, ah, and rip his arms off, man.
Nice.
And it's the same girl that plays Angela. Where do you see her in this movie? Doesn't look anything like she did the first one. She's hot in this one. But you remember the first one, she's kind of... But Linnea Quigley, you remember she's the one that was in the little tutu that's bending over with her whole shit hanging out in the convenience store while the other girl robbed it. That's the girl from Return of the Living Dead. Trash. The one that danced naked in the graveyard. The, make love till we die. She's all dancing naked. She's like, the way I want to die is to have a bunch of men... rip my clothes off my body. She's so fucking weird, man.
Yeah.
Weirdo.
I just want to get laid.
Just lay me. My name is Trash. I'm fucking crazy.
Hello, boys.
The fuck is that?
It is I, Satan, Beelzebub, Azazel, Master of Lyles, King of Belial, Mephistopheles to some. Lucas.
Oh shit, that's
I have returned for you. Your soul.
Oh, Brian.
Dude, I did not. How can I sell a soul twice, dude? Satan.
I didn't do anything. I didn't sell my soul, because of course he already has it. But
I sold your soul.
Yeah.
He's already got your soul. Satan, buddy. You were here for 666?
Yeah.
You already got his soul. What the hell's the problem?
You buddy? Worthless fucking pig. Your goddamn soul bounced. So I have returned once again to take what's rightfully mine. Your body.
Lucas, I don't know if he wants your body in like a sexual way or what, but something is... But dude... I think that means he's descending upon us.
You can't devil, you stupid drunken bastards.
Hello, Brian.
How
you doing, Brian?
Lucas has the weirdest fucking eyes right now, and he's talking like a psycho.
I told you I've come.
Are you now the devil? I think Lucas now thinks he is actually the devil.
Am I the devil?
Lucas, dude, you are definitely not the devil. All right, back.
I know. Where were we at? Kidding. I kid.
Yes, I kid, you motherfucker. I will rip your soul apart and eat your soul too.
My soul? Whoa. Okay, hold on now. We're going to take a quick cigarette break so I can discuss with Lucas.
Smoke your cigarettes.
He's,
Join me in hell.
He's actually terrifying the shit out of me. Lucas, we'll be right back, because I'm not really sure what to do with old Lucas here. He will not stop looking at me with these god-awful fucking eyes. I'm not kidding you. All right, we'll be right back. Well, one of us is... You have got to knock that goddamn shit off. I'm not going to deal with this crazy fucking devil shit all night. We'll be right back.
I figured, since I wrote a song about, you know, God and Jesus and all that, I would have to give the opposition equal time.
Ever since first man has walked this earth, I have been here to whisper seeds of doubt and evil thoughts into his ear. I am the beast, the outcast angel fallen from on high. I go by many names, but there is one you can't deny.
My name is Satan. Hi, everybody. Let me tell you a little bit about myself. My friends all call me Old Scratch, and I am a Capricorn. My turn-ons are romantic walks and killing the unborn. I've got little devil horns and a little goatee. Little devil eyes to help a little devil see. And little cloven hooves make it kind of hard to ski. I'm Satan. Woo-hoo! Mephistopheles for some, I don't know. My real name is Beelzebub, but you can call me Beels. I love to watch Fox News and then go club some baby seals. Then I'll take a bubble bath and drink a Zinfandel, try to wash off that baby seal smell, and then I'll make a toast to me. Hey, here's to my health. My name is Satan. To carry on my evil ways, I went and had a son. And now he makes his living as a singing comedian. I'm in every Zeppelin album. I'm in all Rush Limbaugh's rants. I'm the reason that the Boston Red Sox even had a chance. And if I want to eat your soul, I'll just throw it on the griddle. Don't need to make a deal. I don't need to tell a riddle. And fuck Charlie Daniels. I don't care if you can fiddle. I'm Satan.
Devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal.
It's a fucking bullshit, because I would not be caught dead in Georgia. Okay, it's like, oh my god!
Think, think, think.
All right, I am back. Lucas is being fucking weird, sitting outside, not really talking. I think he still thinks he's possessed by the devil or some crazy shit. Oh, here he comes. Hold on. What's up, Lucas?
Hey, how you doing, Brian?
Okay, should I call you Devil, Satan? Should I call you Satan, Lucas? Because...
Call me whatever you like.
Okay, Satan. So, all right, Mr. Satan, if you're so high and mighty, powerful Satan, why don't you go ahead and, you know, tell me, what's some of the real fucked up shit I've done, Mr. Devil?
Well... Funny you should mention that, Brian.
Well, you know my name. Uh-oh, that proves it. You're definitely the devil.
Well, there was this one time. What grade was it? Maybe seventh.
Okay.
Seventh grade.
All right, seventh grade. Mm-hmm.
There was this guy. He was retarded.
Okay, seventh grade retarded.
One of my favorites. We keep them in hell, and they kind of work for us, but...
That's fucked up.
Well, y'all thought it was funny during lunch to flake peas at this, well, fuck it, retard.
Hey, whoa, hold on. What? Who the fuck, Lucas, told you about me, flicking peas at a retard at the lunch table? I never told you that shit.
You didn't have to tell me.
Oh, that's right, because you're Satan. That's right. I really wasn't...
Short for words.
Well, you know, I kind of really wasn't prepared for you, Satan, to show up during our demon episode and come take over my co-host. You know, I really didn't... You know, where do you plan for that? See, show notes. Yeah, doesn't say Satan comes in and takes Lucas's body. You know what? I had no fucking idea.
Where's the thing inside the cell?
Lucas's your soul.
Cool. Yes.
Now, can you explain, Devil, what you mean by bounced? How did his soul bounce? It was a...
I'm surprised you didn't already realize this.
He sold his soul beforehand.
Well, it wasn't exactly, holy.
Yo, God damn it. I know the fucking religion. Lucas, as many times as I've told you, pick a religion, motherfucker.
All right.
So how can I get rid of you? Okay, so his soul bounced. What are you here for? What do you want? How can I get rid of you? Where do you go?
Who said there was a way to get rid of me?
Okay, well, no, let's see. This is...
Wasn't me. Wasn't Lucas.
Well...
Nobody told you how to get rid of me.
Well, there's got to be some kind of fucking loophole somewhere in the Catholic religion or somewhere to get rid of you. I don't...
How? Lucas wasn't Catholic.
God damn it.
How did that help him?
Well... Let me think about this. Hold on. Let me kick my beer open, Satan. Would you like a drink?
Over. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. All he has is Bacardi.
It's a bat. I enjoyed the bat.
Okay, well, I'm... Hey, just making sure it's cool with you.
Thank you.
You need anything else? Anything to eat? Or you okay?
I think I'm all right. Thank you, though.
How was the trip here, I guess?
Wasn't bad. I got stuck behind this fucker in a wheelchair. Fucked up, let me tell you. But that's not why I'm here, but hold on.
Boy, I thought you were just here to chill out. I didn't know you were here on business.
Good stuff.
Oh, I'm glad you like it.
Dude.
See, Lucas drinks that shit, and he just falls on the floor drunk. He can't fucking hold himself up. You, the devil, I mean, you just take it with ease.
Well, the problem is, Lucas has some problems. He's very weak.
Yes, he is. Do you happen to know when maybe you or the opposing forces are planning on taking him? I kind of need to know for show purposes, how soon or late you're planning on taking him away. Is this a permanent thing? Are you here to stay in his body?
That's funny, Brian.
I wasn't joking there, Beelzebub.
There's no real way to tell. Because,
you're the devil, you don't know?
It doesn't depend on me, really.
Okay, so you don't have that power.
Well, I have the power to go for really anybody I like, but it's really more up to you.
It's up to me? I get to decide? So I get to decide if Lucas comes back or you stay as my co-host?
No, not really.
Okay.
Is that a situation where you can just... Bing! Lucas comes back. No. It's a situation where you need to figure out how you're going to get rid of... Well, me. Beelzebub.
How much time do I have to think of this? I mean, do you have to be gone this episode? I mean, can you possibly hang around here on Earth, just through Halloween?
Well, technically, yes.
I mean, because, with your powers here on the show, I'm just thinking, don't get me wrong. I mean, Lucas,
best friend here, okay? Lucas is the best friend, all right? And he's part, you know, co-host for life and all. But, you know, you and your dark powers, maybe you could bring more listeners. I don't know, get some more special effects, better sound editing.
That's funny. That's hilarious. Did you ask me that? Do you happen to remember why you sold this soul?
Well, I think I sold it for more listeners, but you didn't really go through on that side of the bet there, Azazel.
Again,
his soul bounce, that's right.
Neither.
Well, what was I supposed to do? I gave you his soul. That's what you wanted.
What soul?
Okay, all right. So what is this about? Do you want another soul?
Fucking soul.
Do you want another soul? Do you want someone else's soul? I mean, I don't know what you want. What do you want? I mean, I don't have a soul. I've sold mine for the Redskins a long time ago. Whose soul do you want? I don't have any souls to sell
Daniel
you.
Daniel Snyder. Fuck that little dwarf.
Whatever. He's like your right-hand man.
My bitch.
Of course, I know that.
Yeah. You want to know why they have two official chickens of the Redskins? Because of me, Satan. I'm the one who gave him the great idea of... Oh, we'll have an official chicken of the Redskins and the official chicken sandwich. Yeah.
Was brilliant. Satan.
To KFC.
That's brilliant.
Popeyes.
I know. You make it easy for me to get chicken after a Sunday game when the Redskins win. I get half off.
Yeah.
You're a fucking genius.
Only when they score.
But you can, I know, you got a little leeway there.
No,
don't pull my fucking strings, Satan.
Bullshit.
Oh, hey, Boston Red Sox beat the Yankees. I know you had something to do with that. Don't bullshit
that
me.
I
know for a fact Damon sold his fucking soul to you. Don't bullshit me.
Sold his soul to me. That's why.
Well, you don't have a good track record then, do you?
Doesn't have a good track record. He sold his soul to me. And in turn, what you see this week, he got an offer for another year. Another year.
Well, you couldn't get him a couple more years, Satan? Come on. Come on. What are you, a Jew?
When was his last World Series win?
You're right. You're right.
I bailed him out for the best 10.5 years.
Did you watch that game last night?
No.
Oh, sorry.
I'm not a big baseball fan.
I didn't.
That's why I sought to help him out. I didn't know that. Or should I say, I didn't check my books when, there's other 13 World Series wins. That's all me.
Of course, 13.
That is all
very
me.
Slick. Very slick.
Yeah,
I like that.
He tried one too many times. And there you go. No more.
I got more questions to ask you, man. I'm so glad you're here. I have so much to ask you. I don't even know if I really want to get rid of you, man. You haven't really threatened me in any bodily harm or fire or hooves or anything like that. You seem pretty cool. Would you like another drink of Lucas's drink? Okay, you can wait. That's cool. So are we planning on, you know, Redskins, maybe, you know, Super Bowl in a couple years? I don't know, maybe.
Here's the thing.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, fuck yes.
But.
Okay.
But.
Mm-hmm.
I have almost an apology to make to you.
Oh, no.
Don't get me wrong.
Beals?
No.
I don't want to.
No. They will win.
Okay.
The Lombardi Trophy.
Okay.
In 3 years.
3 years.
However, Joe Gibbs will have already died.
Oh, you bastard. Is that your work?
Yeah.
You fuck. Why?
Wait.
Who are you going to get to replace him?
Wait.
All right.
That doesn't matter.
Okay.
Here's the funny part. I do have a sense of humor. You want to know how he dies?
How?
After he's already fired by Mr. Snyder, he went back to his race crew. He's trying to help out his bit crew. But unfortunately,
bastard, Susan.
How do you think he got the other three titles? Huh? How do you want to know? Do you want to know? It was me. Whenever you see him praying.
He's praying to you?
No.
Oh.
Every time when a game comes out to a final kickoff. Not kickoff, I'm sorry.
Field goal. You're not really up on sports down there in hell, are you, Sam?
No, I'm a big tennis fan.
Yeah,
Andre Agassi.
You strike me as the tennis fan there.
I'm the reason.
Maybe a little light in your hooves.
Got his gig.
What was that? A little.
No.
Yeah, sure.
I just knew he was only going to get that gay ass camera thing. So I took his hair. And he got the gig.
What'd you do with his hair? Sniff it while you beat your goat dick off, you nasty bastard?
Sniff.
Yeah, I don't know. Sniff his hair?
What is sniff?
Well, I don't know. Maybe he uses Perk Plus or something. His hair smells good. How the fuck do I know, Satan?
Wait.
Hell? How do you even have hair in hell? Wait. Doesn't it just burn up?
Maybe you can help me.
Okay. That's cool.
What is this smell that you're speaking of?
Well, I know you're probably not used to the scents known as smell, because the sulfur in the air down there, you're probably not used to smelling. Okay, smelling would be kind of like if you took Andre Agassi's hair, you kind of held it up to your nose, and you were like, and you like really liked the smell, so it kind of made you get all like demon horny, and you just like, I don't know, went off and fucked Gandhi or
what
something.
What do you mean, if I like the smell?
Well, I just heard that you know, no. You kind of like guys or something.
Stop. Well, yeah. Well, naturally.
So that's right. So you are a fag. You are a fag. I knew it. I fucking knew it.
Yeah.
I can't wait to tell everybody.
Why do you think we have the gay pride parade? You're welcome. You're welcome, faggots. It's me.
Are you allowed to call them faggots?
Yeah.
Well, I guess so. You created them.
Exactly.
You're allowed to call them faggots. Are you also the one that gave them AIDS?
No. That was Jesus.
Oh, damn.
God didn't even have anything to do with that.
Jesus is a rebellious son of a bitch.
The Jesus is a hilarious motherfucker.
So do you take Jesus out to concerts and shit? Like heavy metal stuff? Black
Sometimes.
Metal? Does God get pissed?
Not really.
Does God ever look out the window and see, like, Jesus getting out of your, like, black Camaro and, like, ooh, that motherfucker?
God does not like me very much.
Well,
Jesus,
I know this.
Jesus appreciates me for, coming up with that whole two sticks on a thing. Two sticks together.
Oh,
equals
yes.
Dead person.
Oh, you know? Cool.
He appreciates it. He was there. But God, not so much.
Yeah, no, I can. Yeah. Dude, I understand. I can completely understand. Satan, man.
Yeah.
Let me just tell you, it has been great talking with you, man. You know, I've really enjoyed it, but, dude, I'm going to have to tell you to go back to hell. You have to go to hell, because I need Lucas back. I mean, it's been great. I know we've had fun, chilling, whatever. So, it's not going to work that easy or something. It's not going to work.
This episode, 101, right?
Yeah, it's 101.
You didn't even realize on the first 100 episodes what a worthless sack of shit that fucker was.
Well, he's not really a worthless sack of shit.
Yes, he is. He's worth jack shit.
Okay,
in
well,
hell.
Maybe you're right, but I would like him back. So if you could just kind of hand him back over, go about your merry way, let us finish our episode. You know, everything would be okay. I mean, if it's just
well, you know what? I was going to curse this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You would always ask for more listeners.
Yes, yes, I have. I have that.
I was intending to kill them all.
Our listeners?
Yeah.
Whoa. Say.
You. Wait. Wait. But.
No, master of lies. This is the time. Whoa, okay. I see the look. I see the look, Satan. Go. Yes.
I'm helping you out.
Okay.
Because I have had such a good You have treated me kindly.
I've tried.
Our interview. I'm just going to go back. Fuck your little exorcisms or anything you may have had planned. Fuck it. I'm going to go back. I'll give you back your douchebag co-host. And, maybe, just maybe, we'll meet on a later episode of Two Drunks of the Podcast.
Yeah, see, Satan, that's where we're going to come into conflict. You know, I was cool with you just abandoning the show, giving me Lucas back, going about your merry way, going back to hell to do the things you do. But you know what? That's not going to work for me, buddy. Because you know what? You referred to my co-host
so
as
hard
a douche.
Keep up that voice.
You know
damn
what?
It.
You called me. You called my co-host a fucking douche. Okay.
Yes, a douche.
And you threatened the lives of my fucking listeners. So yes, I know you wanted to go back and you agreed to go back, but it's not going to happen, buddy.
I have to come back.
Excuse me. Hey, how about this? Right here, page 37.
37.
How to send the devil out of a human soul. Here we go.
But my name is Satan.
Lucas?
Yes?
Oh my god, dude.
What?
You have no fucking idea the shit I've just gone through.
Dude. What are you talking about? We just came back from a cigarette break.
No. Listen to me, goddamn.
How the hell are we 20 minutes in?
Dude, we are like 50 minutes in. We've been back. We didn't even get to do demons because, you know, we were talking and we were making fun of Satan. And then all of a sudden, like, Satan came down and he took your fucking body. And then I was talking to him and he was telling me about flicking peas at retards. And I was asking about the Redskins. And then he called you a douche. And I sent him. I sent him away. I read an incantation and boom.
Wow.
Ah, we're clear. The devil is fucking gone. He's gone.
You know what's great, though?
What?
I really can't wait to go back and listen to it because...
Dude, you have no idea.
As
he,
far
you changed
as I,
your eyes,
let me
your
tell
fucking
you,
hair,
hey.
You had horns growing, you were grabbing your fucking nipples, you had hooves. Dude, it was the scariest fucking thing I've ever seen. But you know what? I, me, Brian, had the power, and I sent the devil fucking
Sweet.
Back, and he's fucking gone. Gone, baby.
So serious gone. Music. This is your boy.
No. See, I fucking got rid of him.
Yeah.
I got rid of the fucking devil.
Also,
now,
I remember...
666. So serious music, this is your boy.
I'm gonna have to dumb down.
Two Drunks in the Podcast is currently experiencing
the devil
technical
is
difficulties.
Over our goddamn
difficulties.
Computer. He has gone from you to our fucking computer, and he's fucking running everything.
Yeah.
I don't think he's gone nuts. The devil's gone fucking nuts. You've got to do something.
All I know is that when I went on
Hello,
the break,
boys.
We were just
going to pull it out. Out. You worthless fucking thing. You're a fucking ass.
Start. It could be because the devil took you over, but look, now he's in our computer and he's fucking up the whole show and he's going fucking crazy.
666.
Let's take a shot. Take a shot, drink my beer.
God damn it.
Oh, sorry, I gave the devil some of your liquor, dude. I'm sorry.
What the fuck? Well, okay. No, it's okay. Hey, guess what?
You had another bag. It's
yeah.
Hidden. Crazy. Okay, look.
So this
devil,
is episode 100,
devil,
right?
Devil. 101, dude.
What?
Yeah, I know. Dude, it's crazy. You probably won't remember any of this. You'll have to listen to this episode. You have no idea. It's
well,
been
thank
fucking
God
crazy.
I edited it.
But he answered a lot of questions.
Really?
I mean, he for a while, but he started having to get a little mouthy, so... Okay.
For some reason, my throat hurts like a motherfucker.
Dude, he was making you talk like fucking Louis Armstrong or some
nice,
shit.
Nice, nice.
All right, see here. Okay, how to defeat Satan. Ha, found it. All right. Take every bad thing that's ever happened since the dawn of time. Every injustice, every murder, every war, every tragedy, and every broken heart. Multiply the sum total of all that pain to the 48 billionth power, and you have roughly the amount of evil Satan sprinkles over his morning cereal. The point is, Satan is very, very evil, blah, 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 blah. How the fuck can we defeat him? One way.
Okay.
There is but one way to defeat Satan.
Let me guess, chop off his horn and shove it up his ass?
Actually, no, but it's kind of close. Lucas, okay. You must pull your pants down. I am not commanding this for myself, but the only way to defeat Satan, you have to show him your Johnson, dude. It's the only way.
How?
Dude, there's no other way in this book. This book, right here, show him your penis. This is the only way. Okay, look. All right. Let's see here. When the devil has you at claw's length, you need something shocking, something dramatic, something that will make the entire universe collapse. There's only one object with that much power, a penis. Here's the equation. Full frontal male nudity does not exist in the Terrorverse. Therefore, if P, male nudity, is present, T, the Terrorverse, cannot be present. Therefore, the devil cannot exist. Lucas, drop trowel, man.
Alright, fuck it. You gotta pull
this out. I'm turning my head. Holy shit. Oh my fucking god.
Enjoy it.
Ooh.
This is the only episode you're gonna see it. Hey, I'm trying to get rid of the fucking devil here, okay?
You need medication. Badly.
Two Drunks in a Podcast is currently experiencing
Can I put my cock away?
Put it away. Put it away. Put it away.
Okay.
Put it away. Dude.
Please be patient.
Let's after that, I'm sure we won't have to worry about Satan ever again.
Well, that is if he saw my penis. It's hard.
He's all-seeing, though.
It's hard.
He's all-seeing.
I own it.
Hard, dude, man. It's a big computer screen, so I'm sure he was able to see the small,
so.
Whatever. I'm sure he saw it. I don't know.
But then again, I don't really care. Why did I pull my pin? You faggot. You're the one sitting here talking to him. Interview with the Satanist. You probably fucked him, didn't you?
No, dude.
Am I going to go, when I get home, am I going to go take a shit and find blood in my underwear?
Dude, maybe because Satan took your liquor bottle and shoved it up your ass. Okay,
fair
while
enough.
You were sitting here, I was trying to keep the show composure together, and he was doing all kinds
all
of fucked up shit.
All I know is you had all this time. Like, all I remember is we started the episode, we were doing all
oh,
right.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Breaks.
Blame it on me, you know, because I had so much fun setting with the devil himself, Lucas. Yeah, sure, it was a real fucking blast, man.
Well, you were the one who fucking sold my soul in the first
God
place.
God damn it. Well, now
fucker.
I've learned, okay, I've learned my lesson. You happy?
Yeah.
Okay, it's like an
you
after school special.
You can't sell my
okay?
soul again.
Bitch, yeah, I can't sell your soul again. Nor will I even try, okay? I don't care about souls. The devil, he's gone. I don't even know what they're going to do in hell anymore because you just showed him your penis and the devil is dead.
Most
there
likely.
Is no devil.
I don't doubt that.
So, unfortunately, even though Halloween will end next week with our two final episodes leading up to the Halloween
can
special.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Or a favor?
Yes.
Since we've already killed Satan, can we kill God?
No.
God damn it.
That's not covered here. That's not the Terrorverse. That's a whole other universe, buddy.
So I have to, like, show my asshole?
No, actually, we probably just need to, like, leave that one alone, because we still have to make it through Christmas.
Fair enough.
But, I promise
good
you...
Good reason to keep Jesus alive, Brian.
I promise you...
Good reason to unnail him from that cross.
We gotta have Christmas.
Alive.
I swear to you...
The abominable Jesus man.
Next year, you can kill the St. Patrick's Day leprechaun, the Easter
no,
Bunny,
no,
and anyone
no.
else.
Leprechaun must live.
Okay, the Easter Bunny.
Within my lucky charm.
You can kill the Easter Bunny. How about that? Fair trade?
I'm down... Hey, I saw mole rats.
You can kick
Easter
his ass.
Easter Bunny must die.
Dude, even though Halloween's almost over and
yep.
these things are all done, do you think we're going to have other demons like coming for us now? You think this is like gang wars? Like we've taken out their leader, now they're going to come for us?
All I hope is he comes through you this time.
Oh, fuck
well, but
that.
Then again,
I
hey, wait,
that.
I take that back. It might as well just come through me because
Yeah, yeah, you son of a bitch. You wait till you listen to those shows. The devil was going to leave. We were okay, man. Me and the devil, we were ninjas, all right? We were chilling.
Right.
Chilling like villains.
He was your ninja.
He was my ninja, man, all
right? Right.
But you know what? He called you a douche, said he was going to kill our fans, so I took a stand. He was going to leave your body. Go back to hell. Scot-free, nothing. But you know what? He talked some shit.
Hey,
I had to put him in his place.
Hey. Yes, I may disagree with him wanting to kill me.
He called you a douche, dude. He called you a douche. And he almost exposed your closet case homosexuality. He almost told everyone on the... I stopped him, but he almost...
Don't forget, we both came out on October 11th.
I wasn't here for that.
I was.
I must have sent my vote in via email, because I don't remember coming out.
We're here.
Hey, you know what?
We can't wait till next coming out day.
I think that should be your Halloween costume. You should get wear like a big cardboard box.
Coming out.
No, draw a door on it with like a doorknob.
Nice.
And you can be like an in the closet fag.
Yeah, it'll be a door, and then on the top it'll just say closet.
Closet fag.
It'll just be looking through it.
You just be closet fag, and every once in a while you open the closet door
but,
and you'd be like putting your mom's
knee
highs on.
If I'm gonna go with the closet fag costume, I have to take the David Bowie route and get some glitter and some like eye mascara. Just come out.
You gotta do the labyrinth thing where you hold a crystal ball down by your balls the whole time, so you make little seven-year-old.
Jared.
How about you like a little slice of this? The cleaners! Yeah, everyone should watch.
What kind of magic spell do you use? My arse tails. A puppy dog tail.
Who does,
And Baby said...
Who does Carver have to fight?
Carver.
Because this is the end. Hey, next week, we're going to have our Halloween awards, which is basically going to be like Robin the Horror Queen joining us, and it's probably like expanding our Horror Hall of Fame, only it's more movie related.
Right.
Instead of just character
based. But we gave it out last year as well.
Yes, we did. That's another second annual thing that we'll have is the Halloween Awards. But the first annual, which we'll also be doing next week, which I'm pumped for this shit. This is going to be great. We're going to do our first Halloween Jeopardy, where Robin is going to take the role of Alex Trebek. She's going to quiz us. And me and Lucas are going to go toe-to-toe
Brian's
in horror knowledge.
Brian's going to take the control of Jared, the guy who won $2.5 million from Jeopardy. And I'm going to be the little bitch who just gets on every... Like, just pick a night.
Yeah.
You get the bird to come to the last.
That
like,
random bitch.
Hey, I got that,
you know, that one that's so embarrassed that, you know, it's like, hey, all right, here's the final Jeopardy question, but Susan... You can't play because you have no money to wager. See you later, bitch. I mean, that's bad. Okay,
yeah, that's
even
me.
Even when you have no money on Wheel of Fortune, they give you $1,000.
Yeah.
On Jeopardy, they just make fun of you. Alex like moons you and like talks with his ass to you. He's like, "You are that's the funny. Weakest link." Ha 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 ha! And then he like runs around the stage a couple times, and because you know he is really the devil.
Oh, of course.
Alex Trebek is. And next week we're going to fucking go at it in some horror knowledge.
And I'm going to lose!
And then after all that, there's just one night left. And that's Halloween night.
Halloween.
Hopefully we'll make it out of that one alive. And hopefully we're still going to be at a special place like we promised if Dr. Dank ever shows his dank ass up.
True shame.
If not, we'll find a place anyways. Fuck it.
So if not, we'll just come from my house where I'll just, while you do the entire show, I'll just sit there going...
Yeah, the creaking dead guy hanging in your kitchen. All right, who is it? Carver? Because he's the champ right now, right? He's the champ.
And he's facing the Mad Villain.
Ooh, the Mad V.
Because the Mad Villain has been getting on my nerves the past 2.5 weeks.
Whoa, holy shit. It doesn't matter because he won't listen
no,
to this
dude,
unless you play it for him.
The thing is, of course, I'm a cracker. So is he. He's my cousin. He's a cracker as well.
But he thinks he's like a chocolate cracker?
Not really. What he's doing that's really pissing off me and my sister is his fake laugh. But to give you an idea of what his quote-unquote fake laugh is, or is what he would say, or what he already told us, is his half laugh. Remember Eddie Murphy? When he first started comedy?
Yeah, wasn't that black guy that used to do comedy or
something?
No,
I'm saying his laugh.
Yeah, that fake,
kind of like a
cow. Oh, you mean like the Axel Foley laugh?
Yes.
The donkey
That's
style
exactly
laugh.
What the Madvillian does.
Ooh.
And who me and my sister has bitched at several times to stop doing that. My dad even got pissed at him.
Wow, Big Will got mad.
Big Will got mad.
Big Will's like, stop
you know the
half
Murrays. You know the Murrays?
Yes.
Justin and them.
The Lesbos? Were,
well, no. The Murrays are my cousin. Not that Murray.
Wait, Temple Murray? She's the one that knows where Spooks Hollow exists.
She's the one who lives
right below
road.
Spooks Hollow.
And I think we've been down that road.
Do you know where Spooks Hollow is? Can we now find it?
I know where she lives.
But you don't know where Spooks Hollow is.
I think it's
so. It's a letdown. You're just another letdown.
Yes.
I should have kept Satan around. Oh well.
Huh? I am a douche.
No, bullshit, man. Because of him calling you a douche is why he's gone.
Hey, I am a douche.
There is a reason they're looking for a new mayor in hell, and it's because he called you a douche. So you know what?
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. And you know, that's probably the first time we've ever, in 101 episodes, that's probably the first time we've ever said, thank you, you're welcome.
No, we've done that before, but this is probably the most sincere. You want to know why I'm so sincere about this?
Because I saved your life from being possessed by the devil?
Fuck my life.
Okay.
Think about my voice box, alright?
He would have destroyed your voice box.
Dude, my voice box is already destroyed.
Dude, you would have been deaf and mute. You could have made a horror movie.
No, I could have just been Helen Keller.
Dude, I think
except not blind.
Yeah. I finally figured out water after 2 hours of a fucking...
It's...
2 hours and I figured out water. This movie was pointless. Holy shit. Miracle worker, my ass. I could have taught the bitch water in 2 minutes. Hey... Boosh, push her in a pool. That's water, you know?
Exactly.
Woo! God bless. Fuck that Helen Keller shit. All right, Carver, Matt V, let's rock and roll in the Undead Dojo.
Carver?
I'm going for Carver. Carver's going to roll first, and he rolls. 3-3-1.
That is seven.
7 points for Carver. The Matt V and his half laugh go now. The half laugh gets him
three,
a 6-2-3.
6! That is
That's
a 11.
7-11. That's kind of painful. Seven, Carver, seven. What will you do? Carver, you gotta fight back because your CD comes out soon, and we're going to tell everyone next week how to get that. He's got an 8.
15-11.
Yeah, it's 15-11. Carver, you're in fucking trouble, man. No, no, devil, go away.
3-6-4. Oh, wait, 13. I'm sorry. Yeah, it is 3-6-4-13.
Yikes, that's 24, so you might as well go again, because Carver might not even have a chance. I'm sure the microphone is hurt, but it's rolling. You want to get it at every angle, like an Omni mic?
6-1-5.
Ooh, 12. That is pretty much over for Carver.
Welcome to Impossible. I hope you get 777, Carver.
He got 444. No fucking shit. But look at that. 444. Ooh, that sucks because that puts Carver like 5 points behind.
No, it doesn't. Puts him a hell of a lot more.
No, it puts him 5 points behind.
Because to tie it, he would have... No, wait. It puts
15
him
and 16 puts him at 31.
Yeah, you're right, you're right. I apologize. You're right,
to
you're
die.
Right. So they were thinking 7-7-7 to win.
Carver, unfortunately, we are a little upset because you are now beat, and the half-laugh will continue on. The half-laugh massacre. He just runs down the hall with like a big hatchet doing the half-laugh. You're like, no, stop the half-laugh, please. That is actually pretty funny. I do like that.
Put that away.
What, the beer bottle opener?
I kid.
It was a cross. Damn, I could have used that.
Hey, I'm not a vampire.
Yeah, but I'm sure.
And that's not really
been,
silver.
You would have been glad that I wouldn't have burned a cross into your forehead. You would have been pissed about that when you came out of your devil trance.
Dude, it would have been a great tattoo without tattooing myself.
So you know what our giant epic battle makes me think of? Dude, I've got the perfect song for us to end our show with.
Okay.
Because there is a song...
Is it Weird Al Yankovic?
No. It's close. That's so funny that you said Weird Al, because it is close to Weird Al. But it
highly... Is it a Treyu? That's so close to Weird Al?
No, I didn't mean by on the list close.
I know. Oh, yeah.
But this closely resembles...
Go ahead and arrange by artist, and you'll find it.
This closely resembles our fight with...
There
you
go.
With Beelzebub.
It is the Pango Destiny!
This is another copyright song, so go ahead and sue the shit out of us. We'll be back next week with...
Dude, you know what? If Jack Black sued me...
The world would fall apart.
No,
because
fuck
a person
that.
Like Jack Black
no,
suing
no,
us...
No, I'm just saying, fuck that. I'd be happy.
Yeah, I know, but...
I was able to talk to Jack Black in some sort.
Yeah, but the way Jack Black is, if he sued us, I'd just be like, wow, the world really is full of assholes. Because I would have thought you would have been the one cool person to be like, hey, that rocks.
That's
Instead,
true.
He's like, give me money, please. KG, give me money. So, we're going to be back next week, hopefully, to do our little competition, our award show.
God damn it.
And even Wednesday...
Oh, fuck y'all.
The Halloween show. So we'll be back, and we're going to end you with some... Tanakis D doing Beelzebub. And for all of our information, just go to our MySpace pages.
Yeah.
We're not going to give it to you.
Too drunk to play, yeah.
Happy fucking not Halloween, bitches.
Y'all!
Yeah. no way that we can win. That was a masterpiece. Listen to me. He rocks too hard because he's not a mortal man.
God damn it, Cage! He gonna make you his sex slave. You're gonna gargle mayonnaise.
No.
Unless we bust a massive monster mamma jam. Dude, we've been through so much shit.
Deactivated lasers with my dick. Now it's time to blow this fucker down.
Come on, Cage, now it's time to blow doors down.
I hear your jibbles, now it's time to blow doors down.
Light up the stage, cause it's time for a showdown.
We'll bend you over, then we'll take it around town.
Now we got to blow this fucking down.
It's gonna rape me if we do not blow doors down.
Come on, Cage, cause it's time to blow doors down.
Who will fall from you?
It's not from the back.
Hey, it's a great star.
Feel the boss.
You're coming with